With your afternoon markets, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network. The grain markets closed Friday mixed, and the livestock markets also closed the week mixed. The grain markets started out swinging the first few days of December on COVID uncertainty, ending mostly positive here at the end of the week. U.S. commodities market analyst Don Rose says it's definitely a holiday market.
Had a risk-on trade as we hit the end of the week, but overall, we didn't learn a lot. All we really learned this week is that we kind of balanced back the virus selling that we had earlier in the week.
The StatsCan report was more negative than the grain trade was expecting Friday.
Not huge, Kara, but anyway, the barley stocks were a little bit larger than thought, the wheat stocks a little larger, canola and the oats all a little bit larger. So maybe just enough to give us a little bit of a tip over. But, you know, I think the wheat partly the break was the U.S. hard red winter wheat tender, or the tender that Saudi Arabia had. The U.S. hard red wheat was not included in that, so that really was kind of a negative here for us. Our U.S. wheat is really not competitive in the world market, and that's kind of an anchor that I think we saw today. The dollar, when you look at it for the week, you know, also continued to firm a little bit, so slowing down exports.
March Minneapolis wheat down 21.5 at 10.20¾. March Chicago wheat down 11.25 at 8.03¾. March Kansas City wheat down 18. March corn up 7.25 at 5.84. May corn up 7 at 5.86¼. January beans up 23 at 12.67¼. March beans up 21.25 at 12.71¼. December live cattle up 2 cents at 137.67. February down 62 cents. January feeder cattle down $1.65 at $164.12. March feeder cattle down $1.22. That's your afternoon markets. I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.